P35 annual return page 4 checklist requires a tick in the no or yes boxes. Question 1 says, have you sent a form P14 end of year summary or completed and retained a form P38S student employees for every person in your paid employment, either on a casual basis or otherwise during the tax year shown on the front of the form? If you answer yes to this question, you will not need to do a form P38A. But if the answer is no, you're then required to send a form P38A employer supplementary return, which we'll have a look at in a moment. Question 2 says, did you make any free of tax payments to an employee? In other words, did you bear any of the tax yourself, rather than deduct it from the employee? The normal answer to this is no, and we move on. There would be an issue if the employer had agreed to bear any tax for a director or an employee. Question 3 says, so far as you know, did anyone else pay expenses or in any way provide vouchers or benefits to any of your employees whilst they were employed by you during the year? I think most employers would answer no to that question. But the point is, are you aware of any third party paying expenses for your employees or providing them with benefits or vouchers? This could apply where an employee is on secondment from abroad or an employee receives the benefit of a customer's incentive scheme. And the example I might give would be employees on the cosmetics counter in Boots or Debenhams or Harrods, where they might receive vouchers or other rewards for selling the products of the cosmetics company. The question would again be, were you aware of that benefit being provided? If the answer is yes, you have to note the form. Question 4 says, did anyone employed by a person or company outside the UK work for you in the UK for 30 or more days in a row? And in most cases, the answer will be no. If the answer is yes, the supplementary question is, if yes, have you sent a form P14 for them? And HMRC would be expecting the supplementary question to have an answer of yes as well. Question 5 says, have you paid any of an employee's pay to someone other than the employee, for example, to a school? This is what I call the school fees question. Again, in most cases, the answer will be no, and you don't have to answer the supplementary question. However, if the employer has paid school fees on behalf of a director or employee and not in a contract between the school and the employer, then the question will be answered yes. The second question says, have you included this pay on their form P14? And strictly, at least the Class 1 National Insurance should have been paid through the payroll. The benefit itself can be reported on a P11D. So hopefully the answer here is going to be no and nothing else. If it's yes, the second question should be answered yes. The final question is question 6, and it's about service companies. Are you a service company is what it says. And in most cases, we're going to have an answer of no. Again, there's a supplementary question. It says, if yes, have you operated the intermediaries legislation, sometimes known as IR35, or the managed service companies legislation? Which, of course, HMRC would expect the answer to be yes. But it is a fact that this question is irrelevant to most employers completing a form P35 and of little concern, therefore, to AAT members.